بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Rouhani, as usual, is over here to answer our questions. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to our show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So since we are passing live with the blessed name of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, today we decided, our producer, Brother Mahmoud, decided to dedicate today's session to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And today's question asks, why is Imam al-Hussein's name becoming more prominent day by day? First of all, let's talk a little bit about the authenticity of these questions. Is Imam al-Hussein's name and Hussein's name becoming prominent day by day more all across the world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think so, because, for example, if we check the number of the people who commemorate the martyrdom anniversary of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam across the globe, year by year we see the number of these people are increasing.
Very good.
For example, some years back in Africa, you would find no one to commemorate this martyrdom anniversary of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi wasalam. But nowadays, millions of people in different countries in Africa, they commemorate this.
Different majalis, exactly, commemorations, exactly, gatherings, processions.
In many of the European countries, for example, many years back, we didn't have any kind of programs or, let's say, gatherings for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi wasalam. But now, for example, the number of the associations and institutions, I don't know, centers, hay'at, are increasing.
All right.
I studied once, according to one statistic, even in the United States, we have some 200 or 300 Husseiniyas for the Shia people across the United States, and also the same is the case with Canada and many other countries.
Yes,
it means that the migrants, immigrants, and also the local people, day by day, they get more and more familiar with Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi wasalam, and they commemorate his martyrdom anniversary.
Well, what's the secret to that?
The secret is, of course, one of the things that Abu Abdullah alayhi wasalam is known nowadays by the people is this, that because of Abdullah alayhi wasalam dedicated his entire life for some, values that is for worldwide, that is for international kind of values.
You mean universal,
global
values.
Universal values,
right.
Yes. That is why if you see a person who dedicated his life and his, family, children, properties to these kind of values, universal values. So, of course, then once people get familiar with these kind of personalities, they would celebrate, they would commemorate, they would actually try to follow him and try to know him more and more. This is one of the secrets that, of course, behind this increasing the number of the people who follow Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi wasalam. But of course, we can look at this actually reason behind it from a spiritual kind of perspective as well. That
That's right.
Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may actually pave the ground for this kind of publication of the Abu Abdullah's slogans and mottos, the ideas and what he was trying to achieve in Karbala and Ashura.
Especially in this year, the story of Karbala again and the commemorations coincides with the oppressions against the people of Gaza and Islamic Republic of Iran. The name of Imam al-Hussein can be heard in the majalis that used not to be heard before.
Exactly.
Look, some of our Sunni brethren even dedicated some of their majalis, some of their sermons and the lectures to the story of Karbala and why Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam who, of course, theologically speaking, is not considered an infallible imam for them. It is considered as a grandson of Prophet Muhammad and a companion to Prophet Muhammad. Okay, that's fine. Has dedicated some of their sessions and majalis and the sermons, lectures to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And this is really interesting that still today, the teachings of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in 61 AH against Yazid are applicable in today's world. Look at the history. There have been so many freedom seekers, justice seekers, okay, who had so many lessons for the people of the world, but no name of them remained during the history. But still the name of Hussein is over there. Still the name of Hussein is applicable. Still the teachings and the beneficial sermons, words, actions, and deeds of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is still applicable in today's world. So if you want to enumerate some of the most important teachings of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, which are still applicable in today's world, and we can use them, they are as fresh as 61 AH, what would be they, Shaykh?
Yes, as you rightly mentioned, particularly this year, of course, you may also check the media, I don't know, the yes. cyberspace, and also our audience would have also checked this. We see that the number of people who talk about Imam al-Hussein and Ashura and Karbala
yes.
Really increasing. But yes. For example, in the years before, we know many, for example, lecturers and speakers, presentators and different kind of gatherings of the Sunni Muslims, non-Muslims even, particularly in English.
Yes.
They didn't dedicate any kind of session to Imam al-Hussein al-Ashura or Karbala, but this year they talk.
Or at least the topic yeah. was, according to Islamic laws and Sharia law, is fasting allowed on the day of Ashura? This was the most tackled
yes.
topic
yes, yes.
in the previous years. But this year, no.
Yes.
They become two more, I mean, practical aspects of the life
yeah,
of Imam.
Yeah, this is because of this that, you know, in the what happened in Gaza, in Palestine, you see that it was crystal clear for everybody that oppression was going on there. Because the innocent people, innocent children, innocent civilians, old ladies, old men and women, sometimes in hospitals, sometimes in kindergarten, schools, for example, the areas where normal people, ordinary people living. So they were killed.
Yes.
So thousands and thousands of these innocent people were killed and bombarded. So it is very much clear that it is a kind of clear manifestation
yes.
of oppression.
Very good.
Whenever there is such kind of oppression, then mankind naturally try to react.
React, that's right.
Try to have a say regarding to that kind of oppression. Whatever they could do, they would do.
Yes.
That is why we see that when they see there is a man like Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi wasalam who resisted against tyranny, against oppression,
yes.
Then of course this man can be a very great role model for nowadays Muslims.
That's right.
That of course the way that Abu Abdullah alayhi wasalam made sacrifice for the sake of justice.
Yes.
For the sake of peace, for the sake of, for example, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Islamic values. So it could be considered as a very good symbol or role model, or his life is a kind of exemplary
life. For standing
life.
Against yes, oppression
of
the time.
Standing against oppression, yes.
Yes, especially for the people of Gaza
exactly,
and so many
exactly.
other oppressed people. That's right.
That is why we see that even attack on the Islamic Republic of Iran was also a really
yes.
Oppression. Because
oppression, that's right. It was
they
war,
attacked,
yes.
yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
So when people see this, that very frankly, openly see that a country decide to attack other country
yes.
without any international law, without any...
Yes.
Any justification. So, of course, it is a kind of oppression that people would react.
Okay.
That is why Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam, as a kind of symbol of resistance, would be really, really interesting kind of person and personality and hero
yes.
for the entire world.
That's right.
That's why we see that the number of the people who talk about Imam Hussein, who search about Imam Hussein,
yes.
who want to know about Imam Hussein, is increasing.
One of the
day.
Famous Sunni brethren who dedicated so many of his sessions and some of his lectures to Imam al-Hussein this year was Umar Suleiman, the head of the Yaqeen Institute. Are you ready to listen to one of his
yeah,
speeches
why not,
this year?
Why not,
it is
yes.
as new.
Why not?
We can say 2025, the Umar Suleiman talking about Prophet Muhammad's love for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and Imam al-Hussein. Let's go.
That's interesting.
the angel says to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a group from your community will kill him. And as Al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu was playing with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salam comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, atuhibbuhu, do you love him? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, of course. And the angel says to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a group from your community will kill him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a group from my community, like, subhanAllah, how outrageous is it to think a community that sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes and his heart immediately lend itself towards this young boy. And that fitna would lead to a point where someone who claims to be Muslim would shed the blood of the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the beloved one of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is that even possible? He's asked, would you like to see the place where he will be killed? And Jibreel alayhi salam brings to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam some red soil. On one of the narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually is able to grab it and smell it. But some red soil. And this was, as Thabit radiallahu anhu says, we used to say that this was Karbala, this was the land that Al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu would be massacred in.
All right, this was Omar Suleiman. It is a long discussion, more than 1 hour, 1 hour and a half, around 2 hours, okay? That Omar Suleiman, other Sunni brethren, you know, are making parallels between what happens in today's world in Gaza, in Palestine, all around the world by the tyranny of the time, the Zionist regime, and Yazid one. And how Imam al-Hussein's teachings can benefit still today. They are as fresh as possible. And the references that this brother is referring to are all our Sunni references. So historically speaking, sometimes we are talking about some denominational interest, Shaykh, and we will be accused that, okay, you Shias go to extreme regarding Hussein. But now when you refer to the Sunni references and resources, the authentic ones in the libraries of our Sunni brethren, you can find that historically speaking, there are so many facts that are approved by both Sunni and Shia scholars regarding Prophet's love for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, Jibreel coming down, selecting the name, telling Prophet Muhammad about the future of Hussein, and how is it possible that some people from the community of the so-called Muslims will kill Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. I mean, this is really interesting for our Sunni brethren, also referring to their references in order to know more about the history of Karbala and Ashura and why Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam did not pay allegiance to this tyrant of his time, Yazid. Your concluding remarks.
The point that I wanted to mention for our audience, respected audience, is this, that in Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam's life, and also commemoration of the martyrdom anniversary of this great imam, and following this imam and getting close and closer to this great imam, will provide you, brothers and sisters, with a kind of a spirituality,
yes,
that you would never experience anywhere else.
Very good.
It's my suggestion that you can just, for example, go and pay a visit to the holy shrine of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam in Karbala.
Yes.
And pay ziyarah to the grave of this great imam. And you would feel this sort of spirituality in that place.
Very good.
In that environment. Because according to many hadith riwayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, Karbala is a piece of land of heaven.
Very good.
Yeah, yes. And when you enter there, this area,
yes,
you feel that sort of spirituality.
So
that
your
you
practical
feel,
recommendation,
exactly,
at least tested once
at least
in your
once,
life.
At least once attend the March of Arba'in,
mm-hmm,
and you will feel it, you will
very
taste
good
it, okay, you will experience it. Some things are not explainable. You have,
yes,
to experience. You have,
yes,
to you have to feel it. By your presence, there in that, let's,
okay,
say, holy land.
Thank you much, Sheikh Rouhani. Ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, do not forget us in your supplications and du'as and worshipings in the majalis you take part, dear listeners. For more information on this program, you can also visit our website, iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin. حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن